This is a Fox News alert. Tragedy at a holiday parade. I'm Rich Dennison. A gunman opened fire at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, north of Chicago, killing at least six and wounding dozens of others.
Town of Highland Park is now on lockdown. The streets are empty, but for law enforcement, who are now combing for this shooter.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Chicago. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker was attending a parade in a nearby town when he learned of the shooting.
Everything is being done for people on the ground to keep everybody safe and also to help catch the shooter.
A number of cities in the area have now canceled events planned for today, including parades and firework displays. Chaos erupted as that gunman began shooting, with witnesses reporting scenes of people fleeing and bloodied victims.
We ran inside of Gearhead, and that's where a lot of people were, and then other people got shot all over the place.
Local, state, and federal authorities are now involved in the investigation. A manhunt continues for the suspect, described as a white male between 18 and 20 years old. Troubles for air travelers continue over the holiday weekend.
Millions of Americans had travel plans for this July 4th weekend, but the airlines, like Delta, put out warnings last week that flight interruptions were very likely as airlines and air traffic control deal with staffing shortages and threats of stormy weather. Airline tracking website FlightAware.com as of July 4th morning showed hundreds of delays and cancellations already among domestic carriers. Today would be the day people attempt to fly home after their holiday weekend getaway.
Fox's Evan Brown. President Biden on Twitter saying the 4th of July holiday is a time to celebrate the goodness of our nation. The President and First Lady are hosting a White House barbecue for military families at the White House. They'll also watch fireworks from the South Lawn later tonight. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A shooting in Houston takes the life of a young child.
A 5-year-old child is dead, an 8-year-old is wounded. Houston police say they were shot early Sunday while riding in a car with their mother. She was at an intersection when gunmen in another vehicle opened fire. There have been no arrests. There's also no word on a motive. Police did not release the name of the mother or identity of her children. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A 100-year-old man who was convicted last week as an accessory to murder for serving as a guard at a Nazi concentration camp during World War II has appealed. The man was convicted last week on more than 3,500 counts of accessory to murder and sentenced to 5 years in prison. He had denied working as an SS guard at a Nazi camp and aiding and abetting the murder of thousands of prisoners, but the state court concluded that he did in fact work at the camp on the outskirts of Berlin between 1942 and 1945 as an enlisted member of the Nazi Party's paramilitary wing. The U.S. is pledging continued support for Ukraine.
The spokesman for the National
is recalling tens of thousands of its Tundra vehicles.
Owners of Toyota Tundra pickup trucks will be notified by the end of the month if they're affected by a new safety recall. The Japanese automaker says the vehicles in question have certain nuts that can loosen over time. If the problem persists, it could ultimately affect the vehicle's stability and brake performance, increasing the risk of a crash. Dealers will reportedly inspect the affected Tundras and make any necessary repairs. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Police are investigating after more than 30 bodies, some decomposing, were found Friday night inside a Jeffersonville, Indiana funeral home. Investigators had reported a strong odor emanating from the building. Some of the bodies had been at the funeral home since March. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.